This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The electric car venture called Faraday Future is looking at building a factory on the old Navy base in Vallejo, California. That Bay Area city's been searching for new vitality ever since the Navy pulled out back in 1996. And amid the global financial mess of 2008, you may have missed that Vallejo went bankrupt. This Faraday startup is talking about investing hundreds of millions of dollars and creating hundreds of jobs. Residents are hopeful but wary. Faraday is the latest in a line of companies who've showed up with visions of urban renewal. Sam Harnett reports.
All kinds of people have come to Vallejo promising the moon, like a Southern California woman proposing a movie studio. She was later indicted for fraud. Then there was a spiritual headquarters that turned out to be a total scam. Vallejo blogger Mark Garman is tired of it.
You have a city like this that gets in the headlines for the bankruptcy. You know, of course there's going to be people that come along, opportunists.
They remind long-term resident Sharon McGriff Payne of the con artist in The Music Man.
I can deal with this trouble, friends, with a wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me, if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize the River City Boys Band.
Is Faraday for real, McGriff Payne wonders?
I was struck when I saw their website. Something just flashed in me, and I thought, is this too slick?
Faraday is not a known quantity, like, say, Tesla. It's less than 2 years old and hasn't even started making cars yet. Dina Lang, a local realtor, says residents asked thoughtful questions of Faraday at a recent meeting.
The public asked about parks, waterfront access, tax basis. They were intelligent, articulate questions. They were welcoming, but they were also cautious.
We're taking a very incremental approach with them.
This is Vallejo's economic development director, Andrea Aus. She's optimistic about Faraday and says the city is being savvy during negotiations. It's making Faraday share valuable survey data it gathers about the Navy base. And Faraday has paid the city a non-refundable $200,000 fee.
If they go away, we will at least have something.
Faraday would be great, says Ken Fortner, owner of Vallejo's new Mare Island Brewing Company. But it isn't necessary.
We don't need a Hail Mary pass at this point in Vallejo. We're already moving the ball down the field.
If not Faraday, he says, someone else will surely come along.
Oh, a band will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys band. Do you hear me?
In Vallejo, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.